morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body? What is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261 if you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about the longevity products, 855-660-4261 is our number. Try to get on board early so we can squeeze in as many calls as we can in the second segment of our program, 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us advertise or recommend on the program, you can give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as the Healthy Start Pack, the Osteomag, the Ultimate EFAs, the Biolumin Nightly Essence. You can also re-up on them at BrightsideBen.com by pulling down on the shopping cart on the upper left-hand corner of the menu, pulling down the drop-down menu, I should say, on the upper left-hand corner of the page at BrightsideBen.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a business for a one-time $10 fee. You can help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, a good nutritional supplement program. You can get your products at the wholesale price, and for a one-time $10 fee, you can also enjoy all the tax benefits associated with owning your own business. Also want to encourage you to check out my blog, PharmacistBen.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren. And if you're in the Bay Area, this Friday, March the 7th, I will be doing a talk in Santa Cruz, California, my home away from home, at the Vintage Faith Church, 6:30 p.m. That's at the Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz. And if you're in the Denver area, I'll be doing a talk on Sunday at the College of International Aesthetics. We're going to be talking about nutrition and detox. We're focusing on the skin, and we'll be talking to a lot of skincare professionals. But if you're in the Denver area, you might want to check that out as well. That's this Sunday, March the 9th, at the College of International Aesthetics. And if you're interested, you can send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll give you the scoop on that. All right. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends. We're talking a little bit about fasting. We're going to get into talking about cysteine and connective tissue. We'll definitely continue. There's a lot of things I want to tell you about cysteine. Cysteine is so amazing for hair, for skin, for detox. And it also has a downside. It also has a toxic side to it, and we'll talk about that. But I want to finish up on this idea of fasting for you guys doing Lent. I've been getting a bunch of emails about people wanting me to address fasting. So here's a couple more things I want to say about how you can use fasting for improving health, longevity, decreasing disease, decreasing inflammation, feeling better, losing weight, etc. One of the most important things about fasting we left off talking about on the program yesterday was the idea that fasting can strengthen insulin, potentize insulin. The notion of insulin resistance is really a big problem. As we get older, our body stops listening to insulin, but it doesn't stop listening to insulin. It doesn't stop listening to insulin evenly. It stops listening to insulin's effects on feeding cells. So as cells stop listening to insulin, they become less able to get nutrients, which means, of course, that they can't do their job as effectively. Essentially, they're starving. insulin resistance will ultimately lead to cell starvation. Unfortunately, insulin's effects on fat cells continue. So even though cells stop listening to insulin's effects on feeding them, they still listen to insulin's effects on fattening them. So we get our cells, and ultimately us, end up being starved, but still being fat. We are the starving obese, and our cells are the starving obese, and this is largely because of this phenomena of insulin resistance. Doctors call all the things that are associated with insulin resistance metabolic syndrome, which basically means everything goes wrong in the body, and that indeed is what can happen when cells become starved secondary following insulin resistance. Just fasting one or two days, that's it, can help reset insulin sensitivity. Even caloric restriction, just eating less calories, or limiting our intake of fast-burning, highly caloric foods, breads and pastas and cereals, can really affect the sensitivity of insulin, can really improve the sensitivity of insulin. You can also use supplements to sensitize your insulin. This is where the Sweeties from Longevity really excels. Chromium and vanadium, and zinc for that matter, are three really important minerals for sensitizing insulin. You'll get chromium and vanadium in the Sweeties product from Longevity. The B vitamins can also improve insulin sensitivity, most especially thiamine and niacin, vitamins B1 and B3. Even alpha-lipoic acid is really is a big-time insulin sensitizer. 400 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid a day can be a great way to sensitize your insulin. Alpha-lipoic acid is also important for the liver. Alpha-lipoic acid is one of the most important antioxidants in the body. Alpha-lipoic acid is really interesting. It's got a water-soluble side to it, and it's got a fat-soluble side to it. In fact, alpha-lipoic acid is the only antioxidant that can affect the fatty components of the body, the cell membrane, for example, the nervous system, and it can also affect the water-soluble part of the body, the inside part of the cell, and that makes alpha-lipoic acid a super, super, mega, mega important antioxidant and nutritional supplement, maybe 400 to 600 milligrams a day. It's especially important for folks dealing with liver problems, and it's extra especially important for folks dealing with insulin or blood sugar problems too. Elevated insulin will make it harder to lose weight. Remember, insulin's a cell-feeding hormone. Insulin feeds cells amino acids. It feeds cells fats. It feeds cells nutrients and vitamins and sugar, especially sugar. Insulin, it's one of insulin's main roles is to feed cells sugar. When cells get lots of sugar, they store it. And this is especially notable in the cells we call fat cells. Fat cells are specialized to turn sugar into fat and then store it. Elevations in insulin will make it harder to lose weight because it will make it harder for the body to burn fat. Insulin acts to suppress fat burning. It encourages fat storage. Remember, it's an up-regulating substance. It's supposed to increase the energy inside a cell. So it's not going to encourage fat burning. It's going to encourage fat storage. That means the more insulin you got going on, the more insulin resistance you got going on, the less fat burning you're going to have. Conversely, keeping your insulin secretion stable and low and resensitizing your body to insulin is a great fat-burning strategy. It's a great bodybuilding strategy. Professional bodybuilders or anyone serious about muscle building is aware of and probably taking advantage of this idea of intermittent fasting for enhancing muscle development via insulin resensitizing. There's also a genetic component to fasting, a genetic component to the bodybuilding effects of fasting. Not eating for an extended period of time, even for a day or two, turns on genes that build muscle. How do you like that? Not eating for a day or not eating for two turns on bodybuilding, muscle-building genetics. This activation of genes, these genes, by the way, are called sirtuins, and we're just starting to learn about sirtuins, S-I-R-T-U-I-N-S. Sirtuins are anti-aging, muscle-building genes that are activated by our behaviors. That's called epigenetics, folks. Epigenetics is the idea that we can do things in our lives, we can eat things, we can use nutritional supplements, we can exercise, we can relax, we can deep breathe, and all of these will literally change our genetics. Doc Wallach's new book is all about this. It's called Epigenetics. Well, you can, in epigenetic style, you can actually turn on bodybuilding and muscle-building genes, sirtuins, anti-aging genes, by intermittent fasting. How do you like that? All right, got more to say about fasting. We'll talk when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we'll be back after this.
pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24/7 on the archive page, which you'll find at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a shopping cart and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. If you're in the Santa Cruz area, I want to encourage you all to come out to check out my talk at the Vintage Faith Church this Friday, March the 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz, California. And if you're in the Denver area, I'll be doing a nutrition and detox talk at the College of International Aesthetics. It'll be focused on skincare, and it's basically for skincare professionals. But if you're in the Denver area, I can give you some of the details if you want to come by. Send me an email, ben@ksco.com. All right, so we're talking, finishing up here talking about fasting. If you're a bodybuilder, weightlifter, if you're interested in building muscle, if you're recovering from surgery, or you're just interested in building tissue, activation of genetics of genes called sirtuins, S-I-R-T-U-I-N-S, is associated with fasting behavior, with caloric restriction as well. There's genetic there's a genetic component to the anti-aging benefits of fasting, and indeed there are wonderful anti-aging benefits and longevity benefits and anti-inflammatory benefits. There's all kinds of benefits associated with fasting behavior, and a lot of these are based on epigenetic phenomena, on turning genes on and off. We've got this idea in our culture that genes are some kind of master keys to how the body is built and how the body is developed, and we forget that genes turn on and off based on our behaviors, based on our environment, based on nutrition or lack thereof, and this epigenetic phenomena can be tapped into by using fasting behaviors or caloric restriction. Fasting can have especially important benefits for folks who are dealing with autoimmunity. Even WebMD recognizes this. WebMD is certainly no friend of alternative or nutritional medicine. WebMD has an article on their website about fasting's benefits in relieving the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. I blogged about this at pharmacistben.com. WebMD says that multiple sclerosis, which most of you know is an autoimmune disease of the nervous system, WebMD recommends fasting for improving the symptoms of MS. Pretty much all autoimmune diseases, autoimmune health issues will improve with fasting. And even just eating less, even just caloric restriction can help reduce symptomology, especially reducing calories from processed foods with little nutritional value. This is so important, you guys. If you follow the food pyramid, or you listen to your doctor, you listen to average dietitians, nobody's making a distinction between the calories you get from processed foods with no nutritional value and the calories you get from good foods. Simply cutting back on our intake of low nutritional density foods can make a huge difference for autoimmune diseases. On the other hand, using nutritionally dense foods and using easy to process foods, the foods that are easy for the digestive system to work with, can have a positive effect on the same kind of autoimmune symptomology. Soups, smoothies, vegetable juices. Nutritionists call these kinds of foods low-residue foods. And these low-residue foods are quickly utilized by the body, quickly processed by the body. That's why I'm always recommending that you use liquid nutrition. This is why the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, are so effective nutritional supplemental products, because they're liquid. Now, I say this probably almost every day on the Bright Side. I certainly say it in my presentations. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, what makes it such a singularly important nutritional supplement product is the fact that it is in a liquid format and it's nutritionally dense. That means it goes right to work. So even if you're not up for a full-blown day of fasting, which we all should be doing, but if you just don't feel like doing a full-blown day of fasting, just taking a little bit of the load off of the digestive system can help you accrue some nice health benefits and help improve the symptomology, the symptoms associated with inflammatory disorders and with autoimmune diseases as well. Hit your satiety buttons. Hit your satisfaction buttons. Combine salt and oil and veggies. This is one of the great secrets of dieting and appetite suppression, caloric restriction. Combining foods so that you hit your satiety or satisfaction centers. Salt is so important. Nothing will make you eat a lot of food than trying to get on a low-salt diet or a low-fat diet. Have you noticed that with all the low-fat propaganda that's been out in the last 30 years, we're fatter than ever before? We're the fattest culture in the history of mankind, even though we're obsessed with low-fat, because it's not really the fat that's the problem. There's a built-in, hardwired need for fat that we can exploit, that we can take advantage of, that we can leverage. By eating fat, you'll hit that satiety button, especially if you combine the fat with salt. Salt and oil go together really well, especially on top of vegetables. Try putting some salt on top of avocados. The fat in the avocados plus the salt not only will taste incredibly delicious, especially if you haven't had salt for a while, especially if you haven't had salt or oil for a while, but it's in addition to tasting incredibly delicious, it's very, very satisfying. Roast your veggies, roast your onions, roast your Brussels sprouts, or steam your broccoli. Steaming and roasting makes veggies taste sweeter and it brightens the flavors as well. If you don't feel like roasting, use a steamer. Any kind of cooking. Just lightly, though. You don't want to cook your veggies too much. Even boiling can have a positive effect on flavor and on sugaring of vegetables. When you cook or roast or steam your vegetables, you're actually losing a little bit of water as you heat your vegetables, and the flavors become more concentrated. This is not as exaggerated in steaming as much as it is in roasting, but even steaming will get you a brighter flavor, or a brighter flavor spectrum, if you will, of your broccoli and your Brussels sprouts and your cucumber. And use lots of butter and use lots of coconut oil, and of course use lots of salt. Macadamia nut oil is also a good oil, or use a nutritional oil like hemp seed oil or flaxseed oil. More satiety means less willpower. You know, I'm not big on using willpower to control basic hardwired behaviors, which eating is. Eating is a hardwired behavior. We are driven, we are compelled to get food, especially specific kinds of food like sugar. Using willpower is not a good strategy, because the drive for eating, the eating behaviors and the drive for sugar is built into the brain. It takes a lot of willpower to bypass that, and willpower is kind of like a muscle. Willpower has a limited capacity. That means if you're using willpower for forcing yourself to get out of bed, you're going to have less willpower to control your eating behaviors at breakfast. If you're using willpower to keep yourself from smoking cigarettes, you're going to have less willpower that's available for restricting eating behaviors. It's one of the reasons why people eat more when they quit smoking cigarettes. Willpower has a limited capacity, and what's even worse when it comes to using willpower for dieting is willpower costs blood sugar. It takes blood sugar to activate willpower. Willpower can induce hypoglycemia. Using willpower can induce hypoglycemia. Using willpower can induce secretion of cortisol, and all of these will actually make you hungrier. So using willpower to control hunger behaviors and eating behaviors is kind of a contradiction in terms. Using willpower to control eating behavior will cost you willpower, will cost you blood sugar, which will make you even more hungry. So it's not really an effective strategy to use willpower to control eating behavior. Try to hit your satiety centers using salt, using oils, using veggies, even just salt water. Even just salt in water can help you, can help hit your satiety center. Even just a spoonful of Udo's blend, or a good essential fatty acid oil, or coconut oil, or a little bit of butter with some salt on it. Just that alone can help activate satiety centers. Fasting is also a great detox strategy. Taking a few days off from food can give the detox system a chance, an opportunity to catch up. In fact, in my opinion, fasting is a way, way better detox than any herbal detox formula. Herbal detox formula, and potentially anyway, just add to the work that the body has to do. Herbs and medicinal compounds have to be processed. They're not as toxic as drugs, but they're still, in essence, medicines, which are by definition toxins. And if you're trying to detox, it sure doesn't make any sense to add toxins your body to detox now, does it? All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
And we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Let's go off to Michigan and welcome John to the bright side. Good morning, John. What's up, buddy?
Ben, three quick things, and one's varicose veins.
Okay.
Calcium.
Is this all for the same person, or is this just general questions?
Yeah, these are general, and a couple of them are for specific ones for me. The calcium is raw milk a good source of calcium, and what's a good copper source, and then also split skin on thumbs and fingertips.
Okay, that's a bunch of stuff there. Calcium is, you know, milk is obviously a good source of calcium, but where do cows get their calcium from to get in the milk? What do you think?
Probably the grains?
No, not the grains. They're not supposed to. The grass. Okay. The grass. Vegetables, that's right. Greens. That's your best source. That's going to be your best source of calcium is greens, green leafy vegetables. Obviously there's calcium in milk, but there's also a downside to milk as well. You get phosphorus in milk, which competes with the calcium. If you're doing raw milk and you're doing organic milk and somewhat difficult to find raw organic milk, then you're probably going to bypass a lot of the problems associated with milk, especially if it's not homogenized. Homogenization grinds the little fat particles up to a tiny size to where they can get absorbed into the bloodstream very effectively. So homogenized milk is a no-no. Pasteurized milk is a no-no. Obviously, hormone milk and antibiotic milk and all that kind of stuff that you get in milk is a no-no. Milk's not just not an effective food unless it's right from the tap. You know, mother's milk is the best milk to get. We should all be drinking mother's milk as long as possible. So if you find yourself a nice mother who wants to contribute, that's probably the best way to get your milk. That having been said, you do get some value to milk, obviously. Whey is the best part of the milk. That's the protein. That's where all the good protein is in, and that's where all the growth factors are in also. These zoonutrients, they call them. And I'm sorry, vegetarians, you're not going to get zoonutrients from plants. You get phytonutrients from plants, and that's great, but zoonutrients are only found in animal products like milk, like eggs, and to a certain extent in the flesh part of animals like meats and fish. These zoonutrients include growth factors and lactoferrin, antibiotic types of substances, and they're rich in the whey fraction of milk, and they're also found in milk. As far as copper goes, copper is a super important nutrient. And one of the interesting things about copper that we don't really talk about a lot is that copper lives in balance with zinc. And we do get more copper. We tend to get more copper than zinc. And most because of that, we don't really talk a lot about copper. But if you are supplementing with zinc, there's a good chance that you could run into copper deficiency. So you want to make sure that you're getting around 2 to 4 milligrams of copper a day. Seafood is a great source of copper. Oysters are especially good source. Mushrooms, kale, nuts will get you some copper. Chickpeas have copper in them. Dry fruits are really good sources of copper, but the problem with dry fruits, of course, is you're going to get lots of sugar in there, too. As we were talking about avocados earlier, you get some copper in avocados also. And then soy is also a good source of copper. Let's see what else he said. Oh, the splits in the fingers and the hands. That's very common, and that's a sign that you're deficient in fats and fatty vitamins. It could be because you're not intaking fats and fatty vitamins, or it could be that you're not absorbing fats and fatty vitamins if you have fat malabsorption syndrome. So if you got those splits, and they're more common than you'd imagine. I see them all the time from being in the skincare business, splits in the fingers, the fingertips. The fingertips and the hands in general are the extremities of the body. And when the body is deficient in nutrients, it will pull nutrients into the core of the body and away from the extremities, away from the toes and away from the fingers, away from the hands and away from the feet. So you'll notice these kinds of cuts in the skin and in the extremities of the body, these little fissures that are signs that the body's not healing or that the skin is not healing and that these skin is not growing correctly, and I would be focusing on fatty vitamins and essential fatty acids. That's the ultimate EFAs from longevity, 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day, 400 international units of vitamin E a day, and then maybe a little bit of vitamin D either from omega-3 fats like fish oil or from the sun, and then also focus on the absorption of said fats using the ultimate enzymes from longevity, using the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Probiotics are very important for fat absorption. We don't talk about that anywhere near enough, in my opinion. The fat absorption and the fat metabolism and fat processing benefits associated with using probiotics. And then, of course, lecithin, bile salts, pancreatin, which is a digestive enzyme complex that's found in the pancreas. You can buy that as a supplement. That'll also help with fat absorption. And also finishing up your meals with a little apple cider vinegar. As far as varicose veins go, think circulation. Think clogged lymph. Think clogged blood vessels. When blood vessels are clogged, blood doesn't make it on the return trip effectively. Blood pools into the bottom of the body, and that's what a varicose vein is. A varicose vein means venous blood is not making the return trip back to the heart as effectively as it should, and that means clogs in the lymph, in the blood, in the circulatory system, in the blood vessels, and also in the liver. So we're looking at general detoxification when it comes to varicose veins. They're usually associated with constipation or long-term constipation. So fasting is a great way to help with varicose veins simply because you'll relieve that toxicity and that congestion, that clogging in the lymph in the circulatory system and the liver. Using a rebounder can be effective for keeping everything moving around appropriately. Eliminating constipation by using fiber, maybe a couple of tablespoons of fiber ground up in your smoothie every morning. Magnesium can help reduce constipation. constipation and help improve blood flow, venous blood flow and lymphatic flow as well. And then also deep breathing techniques, don't forget those. Keeping things circulating. Varicose veins are a sign of poor circulation, and that usually means sluggishness and toxicity in the blood and the lymph and maybe in the liver, and usually that's secondary to digestive problems. Using probiotics, by the way, is also a great strategy for relieving constipation and for helping to keep fluids, blood fluids, as well as lymphatic fluids moving through the body effectively and also helping clear out the liver. Hope that helps you. Is that anything else you want to ask?
Yes, Ben, a nurse in Detroit did some research on B12. She was having issues, and the doctors kept diagnosing it wrong. And she discovered that her body wasn't absorbing B12. And she really corrected her condition. And she's
simply by using B12.
Yeah, she gets injections now too, but she's going
smart
to a natural products convention in LA
Anaheim
this weekend. Yep, this weekend, and she's going to be there at a booth with one of the sponsors, but she's really trying to promote B12 because she says so many things are autism and other things are related to B12 deficiency.
It's true.
And these doctors aren't getting it.
It's true. B12 is like a master nutrient. Almost every single function in the body has some kind of B12 component, especially the nervous system, digestive system. It's stupendously important. And the thing about B12 is you need something called intrinsic factor, which is a protein that's secreted in the stomach in order to have B12 absorbed. If you have any stomach problems, that is literally the stomach, you may have issues with intrinsic factor, which can lead to B12 deficiencies. And she's absolutely correct. And by the way, that Natural Products Expo in Anaheim, I think it's in Anaheim in the spring. And it's in Baltimore in the fall. If you can get to it, it's an amazing event. The problem with it is it's so overwhelming. There's like five floors of booths and tables and products, literally five levels at the Anaheim Convention Center. And it is just a zoo, but you get a lot of good, you can see a lot of interesting products and a lot of interesting information. Not all of them good, but some of them are definitely good. Thanks for calling, John, from Michigan. Appreciate it. Got to move on. Okay, buddy? Have a great day, man. All right, let's go to Jess in Michigan. What is up, Jess? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, I have a godson, and
can you speak up a little bit louder, Jess? I'm sorry. Speak into the mic and a little bit louder, and we got to take a break, so we'll get to you when we come back. But see if you can speak up real loud and clear in the mic. I'm just having a little bit of a problem hearing you. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Jess in Michigan, what is going on? Let's see what we can get, what we can do for you here, Jess.
Okay, can you hear me now? Is this a little better?
Just a little bit. I don't know. We got just some kind of muddy connection, but see what we got. Why don't you ask me a question? I'll see how we can, if we can make it happen.
My sister gave her son some sweeties because he has an issue with sugar. He's such a sugar junkie.
Okay.
Can you give sweeties to a seven-year-old?
That's not a problem. But here's the deal. Kids need protein really badly. They're growing. They're developing. They're burning through protein, especially if they're active, which most kids are. They're burning through protein. The average child doesn't get anywhere near enough protein. And when anybody, children or adults, don't get enough protein, they're going to crave sugar. That's because the body can use both for energy. So if you got a sugar craving, which the way you want to handle it, adult or child, especially child, is more protein. The sweeties is going to help you metabolize sugar and utilize sugar, and that's great. And definitely kids can use the sweeties. But what you really want to focus on with sugar cravings, adult or children, is more protein. I'd be getting the kid on whey protein. If he can do whey, that's the best. Starting off every day with eggs. Kids have really high protein needs. You want to use around a gram of protein for every pound of body weight per day for the kid. So if the kid weighs 60 pounds or 70 pounds, that's 60 or 70 grams of protein a day. That's two big scoops of whey protein, divided doses. That's how you want to look at sugar cravings. And keep in mind, cereal is sugar, bread is sugar, rice is sugar, pasta is sugar, fruit and fruit juice are sugar. All that is sugar. So if your kid is eating those kinds of foods, can't lay off the sugar, treat that as a protein deficiency. If it's an adult, treat it as a combination of a protein deficiency with malabsorption issues. With the children don't typically have the same kind of malabsorption problems, at least significant malabsorption problems that adults do. Sometimes they do, but for the most part, they don't. So with adults, you're going to have to focus on malabsorption of protein in addition to protein intake. But with kids, I'd be upping the protein using eggs and whey, and then high-protein vegetable kinds of things like hemp seed or flaxseed or even soy if you can get it, if you can do fermented soy, if a kid can do miso or tempeh, that kind of thing. Does that help you, Jess?
Yeah, and then one more thing.
Sure.
His mom is putting things like potato chips or corn chips in his lunch, And I'm thinking, I know he's going to want something with some salt in it.
Well, you give him salt. You're right. He does want something with salt, and he wants something with fats. Kids, just like kids need protein more than adults, their needs are just as much or greater than adults. They also have greater needs for fat. Fat is important for the developing brain and the developing nervous system. So, yeah, you're right. If you take the Fritos and the potato chips out and don't replace them with anything, that's not going to do you any good. So what you do is you get some Brussels sprouts, you roast them up, and you chop them up real thin. When you make foods thin, you increase their flavor because you get more surface area to contact the taste buds on the tongue. So you roast your Brussels sprouts, you slice them up thin, and when you're roasting them, use lots of butter and coconut oil, sprinkle salt on top of that, and the kid isn't even going to notice the difference. In fact, the Brussels sprouts, because they're so dense and so full of fiber, will be much more filling and much more satisfying than any corn chips or potato chips. You'll have to do a little more work. You'll have to roast the Brussels sprouts or the broccoli or the cauliflower, and you'll have to slice it up thin, but it'll be way worth it. And you can't just take the potato chips out without replacing the oil and the fat. It's not going to work. The kid will find potato chips and corn chips in somebody else's lunch. All right, Jess?
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day. All right, Nima in New Jersey, the Garden State, my home state. What is going on, Nima? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, hey, Brother Ben, long time no chat. How you doing?
Where are you, Nima? We're in New Jersey.
In Somerset, where it's crazy snow.
I heard.
Winter, and part of my question to you today is related to that, because I know I'm dealing with a little bit more cortisol and stress than ever before, and
You want to lower that a little bit? You want to reduce that cortisol?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, a couple of things. Deep breathing is the number one fastest way to reduce cortisol. You can do it. It'll happen quickly, real quickly. As soon as you do it for just 2 or 3 minutes, you'll notice that relaxation response. Cortisol, for the listeners, by the way, is a chemical that's secreted out of the adrenal glands, and you'll know you're making a lot of cortisol when you have this kind of jittery energy where you feel wired but tired. That's a sign of excess cortisol. Cortisol, by the way, is not all bad. Cortisol actually can improve your mood. If you have low cortisol, you're not going to feel really good, and doctors will actually use cortisol as a prescription drug to help elevate patients' moods. So cortisol isn't all bad. We get a little jolt of cortisol around 4 or 5 in the morning. If you ever experience waking up at 4 in the morning and you try to go back to sleep and you can't, that usually means that you got a jolt of cortisol in response to the sun coming up. Even if the sun's not completely up, your eyes can kind of sense that the sun is starting to come up, and you'll get a surge of cortisol. It's supposed to wake you up in the morning. So cortisol's not all bad. What you're looking the problem with cortisol is too much cortisol, and that is and that can definitely be a problem. Deep breathing is the number one strategy to stabilize cortisol. Using more protein from a dietary standpoint is also a good strategy. Reducing your sugar intake, because nothing will get you into a hypercortisol state faster than low blood sugar. And if you're eating a lot of processed foods or sugary foods, sweet foods, you're going to go into low blood sugar. And that's really where this triangle of disease kicks in. We go low blood sugar, cortisol kicks in order to give us a little bit of energy. And that's when, over time, that's when the thyroid starts to slow down, and that's when we really get into the disease process in full force. So keeping cortisol stable is indeed a very important strategy. Number one, deep breathing. Number two, avoiding processed foods and sugary foods. Number three, using nutrients that help you process sugary foods. The B vitamins, the sweeties, B1, B3, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, magnesium, taurine, these are all nutrients, alpha-lipoic acid, these are all nutrients that can help you process sugar. And then last but not least, using nutrients for the adrenal glands, Nima, can be very helpful. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day, very important for the adrenals. Vitamin C. Interestingly, the nutrients that are important for the adrenals are also nutrients that will help you process sugar, so you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. Zinc, vitamin C, magnesium, these are all important for the adrenal glands. Vitamin E can be helpful for the adrenal glands, and they'll all help you process sugar too. So you get a double benefits, if you will, by using nutrients that support the adrenal glands and support sugar metabolism at the same time. And laying off coffee and anything that spikes cortisol is probably a good idea too.
Question on the vitamin E.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd recommend within the longevity regimen for vitamin
E? Longevity doesn't have a vitamin E, unfortunately. I'm trying to work on that. I've been talking to the doc about that. No, longevity doesn't have a vitamin E, but vitamin E is so inexpensive, it's really easy to get. Look for mixed tocopherols or mixed tocotrienols. Those are the best form of vitamin E. Tocotrienols are the deluxe form of vitamin E. Most vitamin E is tocopherols, and it's still good, but tocotrienols are the super deluxe form of vitamin E, and always look for mixed tocotrienols or mixed tocopherols. That'll get you the full spectrum of vitamin E, alpha, beta, delta, and gamma vitamin E forms, rather than just the plain old alpha form, which is the kind that's in the generic-type nutritional supplements. Got to move on, Nima. I hope that's okay. Anything else you want to say real quick?
Excellent work, my friend. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
God bless. Have a beautiful day, bro. All right, Robin in Virginia, you've been holding on forever. What's going on? How can we help you?
Hey, Ben. What I would like is for you to recommend something for a friend of mine who has a CML, chronic myeloid leukemia.
Okay. All right. How old?
I believe he's 43.
All right, well, chronic leukemia usually takes years to develop, like all cancers. You know, there's acute leukemia is kind of rare because there's an acute form of leukemia, and that is characterized by a quick appearance of cancer cells. Chronic leukemia usually takes years to progress, and it's usually a sign of a body that's been breaking down for a long time. So what you want to do with chronic leukemia is you want to focus on what have been the health issues, what's been going on in the body, what's been breaking down in the body for a long period of time. Of course, you know, it's always going to be the digestive system first, focusing on digestive health and digestive wellness, doing all the things we talk about on the program. Fasting would be great, a great strategy. Using juices, vegetable juices, a la the Gerson therapy can be helpful. Laying off any problem foods, caloric restriction in general. If it was me, I'm just going to tell you what I would do. I'd be getting intravenous vitamin C and intravenous glutathione, and I wouldn't be waiting a day. I'd be on the phone or on the internet looking around for somebody who could do intravenous vitamin C, intravenous B vitamins, intravenous magnesium. There's actually an intravenous protocol called the Myers cocktail, which is based on B vitamins and magnesium done intravenously. But you also want vitamin C and glutathione, laying off of problem foods, fasting, stabilizing blood sugar. Cancer is just an extreme form of degenerative disease. It's an extreme form of the aging process. So everything we talk about on the bright side in terms of stabilizing the body, in terms of reducing inflammation, reducing the activity of the immune system, autoimmunity, slowing things down in the body, all those things that are important for anti-aging and for building muscle and for general health, they're extra important if you're dealing with cancer or chronic leukemia. So focus on digestive health and wellness. Use intravenous nutrition. Focus on deep breathing techniques, laying off problem foods, fasting, caloric restriction. Those are all the things that I would do for if I was dealing with chronic leukemia. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Hope to see you in Santa Cruz this Friday, March the 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Vintage Faith Church. Please check out my website, pharmacistben.com, and click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. Start yourself a longevity business and join the team. Help me in my mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.